This episode is sponsored by Anchor. Stay tuned later this episode to figure out more about Anchor.
Welcome back to Gaming News, your most trusted gaming news sources, bringing you all the gaming news on the latest topics like Fortnite, GTA, Minecraft, and much more. Let's kick it off with one of my favorite games, GTA. So before we get into GTA, I got a voice message from someone named XPeezer. He had to ask a question, so let's listen to that question.
Hey, I'm just wondering, how much money have you made on Anchor, and how do you distribute your podcasts, like, so you get lots of viewers? Thanks.
So to answer that first question, I've been making about $20 to $25 in my podcasts, just because I have a generally wide audience. And for your second question, you can either just read it manually using the RSS feed in the settings. This is a little harder, but it can work. Nothing you can do is just let Anchor do the magic for you. When I say that is, I mean, Anchor, when you start getting more viewers, it'll start distributing it on more platforms. For example, I'm on Gaming News and, and I'm pretty sure Apple Podcasts and Breaker and Spotify. I'm pretty sure, I don't know. But thanks for the question. I forgot your name. I'm sorry. But thanks for the question. Well, that was a handful. Anyways, let's get on to the GTA news. So one thing that's been going on is that a while ago, GTA was doing this kind of event where if you played throughout the entire month of April, which you can still do right now, they were giving you out like $500,000 if you played during the month of April. Now, I don't know if this was on anyone else's systems or whatever, to you, but every time I went online, it would give me $500,000, which I thought was a little weird, but, you know, it might have been what's happening. In other news on GTA, a couple of things have been on sale a lot, and, sorry, but I usually have a lot of topics for GTA news, but, right now, I don't have really any. I have been playing the game a lot, but I just don't have that much of news. I knew that I think there's some new cars out, and if you completed 10 daily objectives in a week, for sure, yeah, that's another thing. If you completed 10 daily objectives in a week, then you would get $1 million plus, like, a J. Duger beer hat. So that was a thing. Anyways, let's get on to another topic. We're just gonna move straight on into the sponsored segment. So this is what I was talking about Anchor. Here is Anchor. Welcome back from that little sponsored segment. Anyway, so as you guys might know, the Xbox 2 was announced and the PS5. And personally, I really enjoy the controllers for the PS5, the DualSense. Yeah, I love the controller. It reminds me of the Xbox controller. And the PS5 controller, which is both one of my favorite systems. They both grew me up. And I like the Xbox 2, but, they're both really good. I'm really hyped for it, and I'm probably gonna buy them when they come out. In other news, Animal Crossing has been taking the world by the storm for hosting protests. They have been hosting, marriages. They've been hosting graduations in Animal Crossing. Speaking of Animal Crossing, let's get into their own segment right now. Let's get into Animal Crossing. So Animal Crossing, I got it a couple of days, actually I think a couple of weeks, like a week after it came out, and I really liked the game. I liked the little characters, as someone who's been playing Animal Crossing for a long time, I enjoy the game. And along with that, I do find that there is a bit of lack of content. Like, yeah, I get that you're supposed to play the game to actually, you know, find content. But that's the thing. It's a very lack of it. There's lacks of it. I do enjoy the fishing and the leveling of your house and stuff. But after a while, it starts getting a little boring. But luckily, Animal Crossing New Horizons has multiplayer, which really saves my boredom during these virus times. I like to play with my friends a lot, and they like playing it too, because they're bored. But besides that, it's a good game, great graphics. They definitely put a lot of effort into it, but I would recommend that they added more content into it. Okay, now let's move on to the next segment. Okay, so I can't actually think of any kind of segments. I know, right? So we're just going to end it off with some gaming gear, like usual, from me. So, gaming gear, what do I recommend? Well, if you're on Xbox, I would recommend using these. So I would recommend actually getting a headset, wireless. It's called the Astro A20. It's really good, it's high quality, and you can even hear the game through it, unlike most wireless headsets and other regular headsets. This one actually works really well. Didn't work for me at first, but it actually did after a while. Now, what do I recommend for if you're a mobile player? Well, I recommend getting some wireless headsets, headphones that are noise canceling. For that, I recommend the Bose on-ear wireless headphones. They're great, they work functional. And also, I would recommend getting some chargeable batteries on your Xbox controller. You can usually find these from Xbox for about $30, $20. I know they're a little overpriced, but you know, that's the thing. Now, what if you play on PC? I would recommend getting some gear from Logitech. They have some really good gear. This is not sponsored, but Logitech just makes some really good gear. I've been using them for a while now. So that's the end for this episode. Sorry it's a little short, but I don't really have a lot of topics. I'm tired. And, that's it. So thank you for watching, and I promise next time I'll get a longer episode out. Goodbye, gamers.